John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and Roby Brock with our partner Talk Business and Politics sit down on most Mondays to discuss the week's political news. Monday used to seem like a safe time to have political discussions. Not much develops on Sunday, and the bulk of the emerging news would unfold as the rest of the working week progresses. That was then. This is now. Yesterday, a Monday, Rod Rosenstein, the Deputy Attorney General of the United States, met with the president and will again on Thursday amid speculation his job might be at risk. Sunday night, a second accusation against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh became public. With both matters fluid, Roby Brock and John Brummett decided to examine the rancorous political landscape as the midterm elections approach.
There's some raw politics at stake here in terms of the Republicans and the Democrats are both trying to shore up a political base for midterm elections. And Kavanaugh is a part of that equation. Can you break that down for us?
Yeah, this is the most cynical, unseemly side of politics. The first thing you got to do is take care of your base. And the base, the respective bases of the two parties have become more polarized, more angry, more resentful, and more demanding and more powerful within both parties. So, Democrats first. They stood by ineptly last year, their base thanks, and let, or 2 years ago, and let the Republicans just sit on the Merrick Garland nomination. And the whole, now, the whole issue of a woman's right to choose, a woman's right to control her own body to this base, is at great jeopardy, and it's time to show some, you know what, or spunk, you know.
Backbone.
Backbone is what I, time to show, thank you. So time to show some backbone. And if you can just, this base believes, delay this thing, if you can just keep this thing, hey, we got the midterms and who knows what may happen. The Republican base, Mitch McConnell goes last week to a Republican conservative group and guarantees in this bold, pronounced baritone, Brett Kavanaugh will be on the U.S. Supreme Court.
Going to plow through his nomination. Through.
That was while this allegation was pending, and I have read it was when he had heard that there was this second thing that some Democratic staff members of Judiciary were looking into. Didn't matter to him, we're going to do it, because the Republicans have the same sort of consideration for the midterms. Whatever chance they've got depends on fervor and turnout in the base, and they've got to stand for not just for this nomination, because the Republicans had come up with somebody else, conservative, who would vote on the court as Kavanaugh does, but not let those no-account Democrats get away with behaving this way. So that's the raw, unseemly, tragic, I say in Sunday's column, cancerous political situation that we confront. Now, as I think you may follow up, there are other substantive things to discuss here and legitimate issues, but at its core, the motivation is as you prompt me to reply.
So let's do talk about some of the specifics of at least the first allegation, and we do know more about the second allegation here, and that is that it's not about criminal behavior in terms of punishment, because the statute of limitations is long gone on this. This is really more about character and the and so you've got Democrats saying this is a reflection of this potential Supreme Court justice's character, and you have Republicans in the White House saying this is an assassination attempt on this guy's character. But the allegations and the whole conversation around sexual assault has really, I think, risen and elevated in terms of a national dialogue. We're having another moment, I would argue.
Yeah, Clarence Thomas, Anita Hill was a moment, but it was a moment long preceding the Me Too movement that we've watched for the last two and a half, three years. And compounding that, so while the women's movement has made political strides and become a movement, and while the whole issue of this male dominance and male entitlement toward women is now a major defining issue, this issue arises, so that makes it much bigger, more emotional, even than Thomas Hill, which was an epic matter. But beyond that, Kavanaugh is, I think we can say, the fifth vote of a social conservative, pro-life, interpretation of the Constitution. Whether that would actually, whether there's nuance in the cases they'll get, and whether he would actually, whether this court with him on it would actually overturn Roe v. Wade entirely, that's, I don't know. But he gives you a fifth. He replaces Kennedy, who was the swing, mm-hmm. who kept this sort of tenuous situation we have now. So it's got everything. And the resentments, I'm telling you, I wrote a column in which I tried, I tried and failed, to tell both sides in terms of the cancer of our emotions on this thing. I said, we're likely to look up in a few months, and women, many women, will look upon their U.S. Supreme Court, which they ought to respect, and see, and they will see two sexual offenders. Some people said, you're calling them, you're convicting them before they're proven guilty. No, I'm just saying that's what they'll see. Others, if that's the case, conservatives will look on the Supreme Court and say, thank God they're there. They are heroes who withstood the smears of those bad Democrats. That's where we are now. And 22%, 2 out of 9 of our members of our Supreme Court will into perpetuity or into for a generation, they're going to contribute to that kind of ideological divide, that kind of resentment, that kind of discrediting of our ultimate system, arbiters of justice. It is not, okay, and then the other difference that people are having trouble with, as you say, people are saying that something I've written convicted him, violates the innocent until proven guilty principle. No. First of all, I don't know what happened. I'm just telling how people are going to react politically. But innocent until proven guilty has to do with criminal charges. If you cannot be convicted unless you are proven guilty beyond a reasonable doubt. We're not at this point considering Kavanaugh as a criminal for a criminal charge or for prosecution, and there's not enough evidence there to do it if anybody's considering it. What we're doing is considering this gentleman, whether he is worthy for this lofty nomination, the highest nomination we can give in our political system. So that's and that is a matter of your own judgment. Mm-hmm. So that's the fight. It's not an innocent until proven guilty in terms of evidence. It's a question of is this guy the kind we want on the Supreme Court. And so that's the fight, and it's not a fight that you can decide in terms of or here are the facts and this one side prevails over the other. It's according to your sense of the guy. And that's probably guided for most people by a preconceived notion anyway. Mm-hmm. So it is an incredibly destructive, cancerous time in our politics.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and he talked with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics. John Brummett's columns can also be found at ArkansasOnline.com. There is more from their conversation at TalkBusiness.net, and you can read and see Arkansas business and political news around the clock at TalkBusiness.net. This is Ozarks at Large. We'll be right back.